We're promoting this. I have threatened who? Whom?
I don't believe that is true, because I wouldn't let you go naked in a bathing suit, or what did that say?
I've threatened to do a bathing suit photo shoot.
Yeah, we've talked about that now.
Just please download the app.
I know that I'm hard.
We're not doing that. No!
I didn't have 6 a.m. on a Wednesday talking about me taking photo shoots in a bathing suit for threatening if you don't download the apps.
Yeah, you better download the apps. Or you better don't. Dusty's not going to do something or whatever.
But how about that?
Not what I heard, man.
Oh, yeah.
Not what you told me.
Okay.
Some people might like to see that, though. I don't know if
that's... I am the instigator. Oh, I instigate the things around here.
They didn't say Alex Gold was going to do that, because then nobody would download the apps if they were going to get to see Alex walking around town in a bathing suit, right?
Honest question. Banana hammock, Gold or Binkley?
Binkley.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what would be better?
Yeah. Who would look better? Who would you pay to see in the Borat swimsuit?
Binkley. Okay. Yeah, it's just Binkley. There's not another number two.
Who's number two work for?
Yeah, let's go, Jay. Put on that banana hammock. We'll talk to you in about 46 minutes or so.
Hopefully 44.
44 minutes, yeah. That's right. Maybe we hit it on time today. Binkley's ready, though. He's ready. He's ready to talk draft today, brother.
Somebody says, let's go. We want it. Maybe it's just me. I really don't think you believe that.
No.
Just download the apps.
Yeah, just do that. Watch us on Instagram.
You know, Instagram, Facebook, Thy Royal Decree, Chiefs Take, all that stuff. It's real easy. You don't need to see this in a swing. Nobody needs to see that. Give me a couple more months and we can have a different conversation. And somebody says, and Alex, too.
There it is.
I don't wear bathing suits.
Just come to my apartment complex. I'm a thirst trap.
That makes me run away. I wear t-shirts. I don't want to get sunburned.
Hell yeah, that's where I am. I don't care. I'm not getting like Maloney and having to get the stuff burned off my body. Like I'm out on that business, man.
Dude.
Awful, awful. Skin cancer and colon cancer. I saw another one today about James Vanderbeek this morning about talking about the colon cancer. And, you know, people are dying younger and younger every year with colon cancer. And so you need to get those colonoscopies, you know, right around 40, not 50, not 45. Don't listen to what they tell you. They're liars. Get them about 40 years old and make sure that you're clean inside and wear sunscreen, man. Like, it's so important. Yep. My mother growing up always told me, you know, there were three S's: no smoking, no sex, no sunscreen, and wear sunscreen. I was like, okay, I'll always remember those, right? Right, sure. But the sunscreen one is something that I'm very passionate about. That I mean, we get our sunscreen now from Europe, because in the European version of the sunscreen, it protects you against 36 different things. American sunscreen protects you against 18 different things. And so,
hello, America.
I mean, I am, you know, sunscreen for me, colonoscopies for me, all that kind of stuff, man. Take care of yourself, because you don't want to deal with the crap at the end. You don't want to go through colon cancer. You don't want to go through skin cancer. You don't want to go through all of those things that are preventable. It's simple. It's not that hard to do. So smear that stuff on your face and put it on your head and your arms and your legs. And seriously, get pasty and get a colonoscopy and make sure you're there for your family, because you just see too many people dying way too early from this stuff.
Dude. I'm not having the bass just thump, thump. I'm not going crazy.
That's Alex poolside, baby. On a Saturday in July.
I need Alex to say the line, though. I know that I'm hard.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
in the gold voice, I know that
I'm not going to say that. There's just no way I'm saying that. Not
Sunday,
a chance.
I'm going to shave the cheeks and everything else.
Good. Yeah. We look good in that banana hammock.
See, look, there's those calves creamsicles. Aren't those clean?
I never noticed them to wear creamsicle uniforms before. I never saw that.
I didn't know if it was new or if I'm just a bad NBA fan.
I don't know, Dusty. I'm with you. I don't know if that's a new look for Cleveland or if that's something they rolled out from the 80s that we're all supposed to get excited about, and like we do with Tampa Bay. I don't know. I don't remember. Who watched the Cleveland Cavaliers ever?
Because they had a good win last night, didn't they?
That's That's a great uniform collab,
It
too.
Is. It's nice. It's awesome. I like
the true Nick blue.
With the Nick.
The cream single orange, and then the court
looks good
and
too.
It says the land in the middle of the court.
Like, I know that I'm hard.
I think that's probably, it's got to be like their City Connects or something like that, right? Their version of the City Connects.
Maybe.
If the NBA put the energy towards the courts and the uniforms that they could put towards the
playing
sport,
the game,
we'd be nails, dude. Yeah. We'd have everything.
It'd be amazing. It'd be perfect.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah, if you had the same energy and effort out there every night from the players that you do from the marketing departments, my God, we'd be running all over the place with that league. People would be excited about the NBA.
You know where you have a lot of energy?
Where's that?
In the lottery system in Kansas. A lot of energy there. It's rigged.
You want to talk about it.
My
get your
senior
popcorn.
Year is ruined because of Raleigh. That poor girl is banned.
I mean, my God. I mean, you want to talk about scandal in Lawrence, Kansas, the camping groups getting into it yesterday. And look, I've talked
about first world problems.
Seriously, Dusty. like, okay, so I
had to stand in row 5 and I was here at 1 a.m. I saw Bill speak. How am I in row 6? No one's going to see my Boshi jersey that my mom gave me from Delta Chi.
Well, it's Kappa Delta from what I understand.
Well, she probably got it from a Delta Chi guy.
Did, yeah, but I understand Riley, who was called out in this post yesterday.
Poor girl.
I mean, so if people are like, what are you guys talking about? At KU, the students camp out to get the best seats for the games. Everybody knows that, right? Back in our day, and this is our text thread last night, because most of my buddies have kids at KU now that are in the middle of this thing. Mm. I've got some friends that are up there as students at KU, so I'm talking to them last night that are in the middle of this thing. This is the scandal that has rocked Lawrence, Kansas, right? You thought the Darren Peterson stuff was bad. This thing is to a new level. So back in the mid-90s, when we used to do it, there was a piece of paper on a door at Allen Fieldhouse, and everybody just wrote their name on it, and somebody just yelled out the names every once in a while. They took attendance, boom, it was done, and you moved on, right? Technology, I guess they're like drawing numbers out of a hat or whatever, and the people that have been in charge, what do they call it? The camping board or whatever it is, because Riley will no longer be associated with camping leadership. So I guess the camping leadership for years, people are saying now, have been, you know, kind of fixing the lottery, that their groups were always going to be kind of at the top. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's life, I guess. I mean, you know, that's the reality of it. But it got to the point where they caught these people cheating, and man, they laid down the hatchet on them and called. This is what the KU camping Twitter said yesterday. We are aware of a message sent by one of our camping leaders describing the falsification of a numbered chip some groups pulled this morning at the lottery. With this being the final home game of her senior year, a selfish action was taken that goes against what ourselves as a group and the entire student body believes in. These two groups have now been moved to the bottom of the order, and Riley will no longer be associated with camping leadership. The integrity of Kansas basketball is essential to us. The integrity of Kansas basketball, yeah. Mm. And we're taking action to keep all lotteries fair and honest. Nothing is bigger than KU basketball, and we will hold our members to the same standard. Signed, camping leadership. So Riley, instead of sitting in row 5, you've got to go to the back of the line. They really laid down the law to Riley and everybody else that was cheating during this thing.
And I'm here to reach out to Miss Riley if you'd like to defend your case.
We're open.
Absolutely.
913-586-7965.
Yeah, I'm interested to
There's
hear.
A side to
innocent
story. Yeah.
Until proven guilty, Riley.
That's right,
they
Riley.
They can put their names on the docket. Let me be the defense attorney. Is that the right name to use?
Yeah, for Riley, yeah. You would be your defense attorney. Yeah. There
she missed it by 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And no one would have known what was going on. So it would have been somebody else's fault next year.
That's right.
Because ain't Riley the trailblazer of this.
But I'm hearing from sources up there, like text messages from a year ago are starting to surface now. And screenshots from things from a year.
Yeah, because this isn't the first time.
Oh, no. Everybody kind of knew this was going on. But, like, they got brazen, I guess, about it and got caught. You know, it's like thieves. They're really good until they go a little bit too far, until they push it just too far. Oh, I can get away with this. I don't have to cover my tracks. Boom, busted. And so that's what happened up in Lawrence. You know, you didn't cover your tracks. Boom, busted. But imagine February, March, really, now of your senior year, you're ostracized on campus if you're Riley, I would imagine, right? Like,
yeah, for sure.
It's going to be hard to go to class. It's going to be hard to hang out in Lawrence and do all that kind of stuff.
I'm emailing my professors, and I'm like, the rest of the semester, I'm online.
Would you do that? Honest to God, you guys are obviously younger than I am. If this was you, Mac, embroiled in this kind of campus scandal, would you take the rest of the semester online and just graduate and disappear
from
Lawrence?
I'm confrontational, so I would go to I would just talk to everyone who'd come up to me, and I'd have my case. Like, I'd talk to my defense attorney, Dusty.
Right.
Give him a call, and I'd get my statement. Right. I'd be ready to go.
Yeah. What would you do, Dusty? Would you go to online?
I'd go to Riley and I'd say Ruben's Case, Ruben's Cambiano, and Likens because there's strength in our numbers. No, I would definitely, I would feel, I'm like Mac, I'm the same way. Like, I know we talked about this yesterday, introverted, extroverted. Yeah. I would go to class, and then if it got to a point where it was like every day was just a mess and I was distraction for everybody, I'm once again, not about
there's
just
that
me.
There's guy who cheated.
And I would turn around and be like, yeah, and I got $1,300 for it.
Okay? Yeah.
And free swipes at the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming back to class.
Yeah. And that's the last time you be there. See, I'm
talk
different.
To you later.
I would have been anti because I'm a rule follower. That's my personality. We've talked about that. I would like, I'm not involved in this. Like,
I've never done it in the first place.
And that's the thing. Like, I would never have done that in the first place. Mm-hmm. But if I got caught up in it, if it was my fraternity that got caught up in this, yeah, I mean, I would probably go on campus and just be the introverted Bob that I've always been and just kind of sit there and, you know, see what happens. Yeah.
Suck an egg.
I think you probably have more a furor, if you will, if you're going out to the bars at this point in time, right? Because now people are getting drunk and they're seeing these people out there that have been, you know, cheating for all these years and screwing people out of seats at Allen Fieldhouse. And that may be more of a challenge for anybody. But this thing yesterday, man, all my kids, friends that are kids are up there are like, this is a big deal. And if you're in college and you're a KU right now, this is a huge deal. I responded back to a couple of the kids that
they
I was talking to.
They sent out a press release.
They did. It's like pathetic. One of the texts came out that said from one of my buddies is like, yeah, it's been on the news all day. I'm like, it's Lawrence, Kansas. Gosh. What news, first of all? Like,
basketball. Yeah.
But I'm just responding to all these kids. I'm like, I find this hysterical. I do. Like, I find this to be absolutely peak college, peak hysterical. But man, I do feel bad for this Riley gal because she is going to be the center of everything and has been the center of everything. And people are posting her picture from when Bill showed up the other day at the campsite, you know, with them talking to all the kids, and she's right there as camping leadership. It's like, it's just the greatest scandals in college mean absolutely nothing when you get out that door. This is peak college, right?
You're
now
in that bubble, though, man.
You are in that
living
bubble.
That.
Yeah,
yeah,
I've
already awesome.
Got, I've already got my opening statement ready.
Oh, okay,
for
you do. Please. What is it?
I'd say, here's a woman that comes to class and school every day. And we have a kid on this basketball team who she supports who doesn't even show up for games.
There it is.
Case closed.
She's never gone to her sorority sister and said, hey, I'm done, when she's got to stand in line for tickets. And that's why she got the front row. This guy doesn't even play enough, and he can't be the first overall pick because of it. Coincidence? No. Let's begin this trial.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. It's coming. I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know who that is in the dugout. Is that Rusty?
Oh, gosh.
Ah, man, I'm trying to think of whose voice that is.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if that's a grown-ass man being completely just blown away by 460, 115 off the bat.
Yeah,
doesn't
I'd like
mean
to
anything.
Know whose voice that is, though. Play it again.
Okay, hang on. Let me get back to it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. It sounds older.
Oh, gosh.
Can we also listen to the sound
familiar
of the ball and the
yes
bat? That is a baseball getting murdered.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
I know that I'm hard. Exactly. Coming up on the other side, we dive more into things that are, well, I'm not going to say scandal, but the Chiefs plan, and I'm going to be honest with you, I know absolutely nothing about what the Chiefs
did. Misdirection yesterday.
Yesterday, 3 days ago.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
Out of anybody should talk, he should never grab a microphone.
And Dusty Likens.
His ass is foul of all foul.
Weekdays, 6 to 10. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5, The Fan.